the state has done a really poor job, as you all know. The budgets have not gone up. There isn't enough money. And we've been involved in increasing budgets. We've been involved in lobbying. We're involved in getting Malloy elected. That's why he's listening to us. And by the way,
it's not a payoff, but we
helped him get him elected, just as we've helped get elected many people in the legislature. And the reason we do that is because we represent about 20 to 25,000 state employees. We represent state employees who work in community colleges. We represent state employees who work in the healthcare industry, who work for state employees who work for the Department of Transportation. And by the way, a couple of those departments haven't been happy with the union, and some folks have asked to get out of the union, and they're going through a process, and hopefully that won't happen. Sometimes we don't do a good job with that. But it is our intent to try and increase the pie so that you all benefit and the workers benefit. The reason we're doing this, you wanted to know why is the union getting involved in this? Well, the union is involved. The union is trying to increase its membership. We represent nursing home workers. And we fight with nursing home bosses all the time over contracts. And we have, on occasion, worked with the nursing home industry to try and get more money for the nursing home industry. Most of the time we fight with them, but sometimes we work with them. And we have worked with the contractors who hire janitors. We work a lot together with them because we try and get them jobs with state buildings and with other kinds of buildings so that we can increase our membership. So the idea is to increase membership. The union does get dues from the increased membership. But most importantly, and what we believe is most important, and why the union does this, and why we invest money to do this, is because we think that by having more members, we have more power in the state. And the bigger the union is, the more power that we have for workers. And I know that there aren't a lot of workers here, but it is that's who we represent. We represent workers, and we are not, in this case, and sometimes we really have an antagonistic relationship with bosses. There's no question about it. We're a fairly militant union, but we strike nursing homes. We have done that, but it is not our intent for this group for you all, and it's written into the legislation, and it will be written into the legislation, hard and fast language that will say strikes are not allowed. And we will not do it.